My name is Rusty. I grew up in New York City. The reason I can't drive is because I have an eye problem that I was born with that they can't really do anything for. So for the 10 years that I've lived here, I have been either unable to get back and forth to work, so I either begged people that I worked with for a ride or still did a little hitchhiking. Now I have a bus that will take me.
Bye, Stefan. Bye, Lori. Hey, Rafi.
But I have to go to work an hour and a half before I start work, and I usually have to stay at work an hour and a half after I get off work. This is the only way I know what actually is in Knoxville, riding the bus back and forth to work. I don't get out of the house, so I don't get to see much. The only thing I haven't been able to do with my buses is they won't take me grocery shopping. Since I really can't get to Food City or any of the other places that I would like to go for grocery shopping, I shop at Walgreens, and it's not necessarily because I work there, but it is the most convenient, and I can take whatever groceries on the bus with me.
Now, was that a terrific ride, or was that a terrific ride? We're almost there. We're almost home.
After working for Walgreens for 16 years, I make $11. And it's $500 a month for the house. So needless to say, there's not a lot left for incidentals or, you know, anything that's a dollar on the shelf at my place. You could bet that that's what I buy for me. The dog's food costs more than mine does. But other than my job, my dog is the only real connection that I've had. Work is everything. Probably because it's therapy for me and the people I deal with. I give them therapy, and whether they know it or not, they're giving me the same back. I always tell them thank you, and I certainly don't mean for shopping at Walgreens. I mean thank you so much for coming in and making my day. I mean, I literally can't wait to go back to work, and that sounds rather strange, but I have no connection with the outside world other than going to work. So that's it for me. You know, I have to go to work. If I were to lose my job, or if I were to become totally disabled, I couldn't afford the house, and I would end up in the street. There is no place for me to go. I never even thought about retirement. To be perfectly honest, I didn't think I'd ever get to be 70. I really didn't think I would live that long. You know, I probably should plan for it, but there really is no plan. There is no plan. There is no place for me to go. So I just hope that when it's time, the good Lord takes me home. That way I won't have to pay rent and I won't have to worry about it. So that's it.
Without a Net, Voices of the Working Poor, was produced by Matt Schaefer Powell and Leslie Snow with assistance from the Knox County Community Action Committee. Join us today at noon for a special hour-long conversation about the working poor and the barriers to financial success they often face.